Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing It's Complicated.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for His and Her Sinks. Oh, wait, no, we don't love that.
That's exactly what she didn't want.
No, Adam, get rid of it.
Anyone who's got His and Her Sings, you've got too much money.
You know you've made it when you've got His and Her Sings.
Yeah, that's actually wild.
And a fridge with an ice machine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Oh, yeah. Now, I've got to preface this entire record. When I was prepping this episode and watching the film, it was my very first time watching this movie. I've heard about it a lot. Mostly from you, because mm-hmm. it's like one of your favorites.
Yes.
I enjoyed it.
Honestly, any film by Nancy Myers is top quality.
She just writes and directs stories about women so well.
Definitely. They're such real characters. And also, the main thing as well, I'm just obsessed with the set design. My only life goal is to have a house that could be in a Nancy Myers film.
You know, in Jane's Kitchen, she had like a glass cloche that she had like croissants in?
Yes.
After watching the film, I was Googling glass cloches to keep croissants in. It's crazy. It's the Nancy Myers effect.
We need to go to John Lewis home. Stat.
With what money?
I don't know. Maybe from this podcast one day.
Everyone listen to the ads 3 times in a row. Thanks.
Thank you. Just play it on repeat when you're just doing chores. You can put us on mute.
No.
Well, you can.
All right, fine. We got to talk about Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Who can just do no wrong. Did you know in this film, Meryl Streep was 60 and Alec Baldwin, her ex-husband in the film, was 51.
Oh.
But you'd never know. It definitely didn't feel like a big age difference, right?
No. How old is Meryl Streep in real life? I mean, now.
Well, she's probably, what? Is she like in her 70s?
Yeah, she's in her 70s.
Whoa.
Meryl the goat.
You know when in the beginning of the film where she goes to the plastic surgeon and she's like, oh, I could never. Yeah, Meryl, we all know your secrets.
As if the Hollywood effect hasn't hit you.
Yeah, exactly.
That is such a good moment though.
Speaking about Meryl and Alec, did you know that in real life they are 10th cousins? I know they're not actually together, but a bit incesty.
That is complicated.
Now we know why it's called. And Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin are 18th cousins, several times removed.
How do you know this fact? Were you on Ancestry.com?
Well, I was just on IMDb. Oh. But that meant that someone was on Ancestry.com.
Oh my gosh.
And also, Steve Martin and Meryl Streep are also 18th cousins, several times removed. So everyone's related to everyone.
We probably are related. Yay! So if you guys haven't seen It's Complicated, quick, download it on Amazon or wherever you watch your films. This film is about a divorced mother of three who goes to her son's graduation and she has a weekend where her ex-husband is there with his new wife who he had an affair with.
Yeah.
And he married her.
Yeah.
And then
things get complicated.
Yeah, basically. Meryl is, well, Jane Adler. Yeah, she's in her 60s. And as her friend Trisha says, she's feng shuied her life.
She becomes very sexually liberated, which I think feels really refreshing for characters of a certain age. She literally has a line. She's like, yeah, I'm a slut.
Yeah.
Which also, she's not. Oh, wow. You're sleeping with the man that you used to be married with. Wow. You whore.
Oh, yeah. It's literally been 5 years and your friends are joking about your vajay
closing up.
That is a real fear.
But that's not true. Like, that's never going to happen.
No, but it feels like it sometimes.
If there are any straight men listening to this podcast, first of all, what are you doing? Secondly, DM Emily.
If you are a guy who is handsome, charming, funny, obviously, but mainly would like to do a little sort of grand designs thing in the future, let me know, because then we can do the whole it's complicated house situation. The wooden porch swing, the nice white comfy beigey sofas that you can fall into, perfect, and just like a killer kitchen,
yeah, you
know, and windows with the black trim.
Well, you heard it here, guys. If you're still listening,
yeah,
and get in touch.
Who needs Hinge?
Do you know what I mean?
We have listeners. Okay, so now we're going on to best supporting character. I think we should actually start with a worst supporting character, and that for me is Pedro. Or should I say Pedro?
Ugh.
Americans really say it like that, don't they?
Yeah. And Graham instead of Graham.
Oh.
You know?
Graham!
Pedro was annoying.
He just climbs up Jake.
Yes!
And, like, just sits on his shoulders and just like squishes his face. So his glasses are like, oh.
Yeah, like, careful, those are expensive. There was also that moment where Jake is trying to sneak a phone call in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And when he leaves, Pedro's standing right outside. And he was like, what were you doing in the shower with your clothes on? What are you talking about? I heard the shower door close. What do you have, x-ray ears? Everyone knows that kid that's just like always in your face. And it's always just like, please get out of my space.
Isn't well behaved at all and has no manners. Don't love it.
He had that one cute scene where Jake was bringing him to bed and Pedro like grabbed his hand. But maybe he was just feeling for rings to try and steal them. Wink.
Inheritance money.
But also his only cute moment is when he's asleep.
Oh, true.
Red flag kid. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, we're enrolling you into nursery a year earlier. Hey.
Drive.
5 hours after school class.
Waiting on the step outside school, like, oh, they promised they'd be here. Coyote in the distance. Meanwhile, Jake's put like honey in Pedro's backpack so the coyotes come and get him.
What?
No? Too far. Okay, got it. Thanks.
My favourite part of this podcast is when it's just unhinged. Coyote stealing his backpack.
Oh, God. You know, okay, move on.
Meryl Streep is in this. Alec Baldwin. Steve Martin is in this film, playing Adam Schaefer.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I love Steve Martin. I recently did a masterclass.com with Steve Martin and it was very good.
What was he teaching?
Comedy.
Oh.
Am I funny?
Send us a DM if Emily's funny.
Or don't. Send me crickets.
You know what, though? I love Steve Martin. I think he's brilliant in a lot of things. Only Murders in the Building. Like, funny.
I got obsessed.
I will say, I feel like he was underutilized in this film. He plays a sweet and caring good guy.
Yeah, he's quite sensitive.
Yeah, but not funny.
No.
It's like when Jack Black was in The Holiday and you're expecting him to just like start rocking out at any moment, but he's just very sensible and normal.
Yeah.
Oh, and the chocolate macarons. I can't even say it.
These chocolate macarons are delectable.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Give him the Oscar.
Yeah.
And the macarons.
Come on, Arthur. What's his name? Arthur. Just give him your award.
Yeah, he's definitely dead.
Yeah, exactly. He can have it now.
Playing Arthur's theme as he's lowered into the ground.
Oh, stop! Who's lowering it? The coyotes. Woo! Yeah, Steve Martin plays Adam Schaefer, who's like the nerdy architect. But he's not nerdy. He's just...
got a fringe.
He's just a quality guy.
Yeah.
Like, cut him some slack. His wife left him or fell in love with his best friend. Well, ex-best friend.
That's gotta hurt.
Yeah, that really hurts. Yeah. And I did really feel for him when Jane gets in the car with him and the divorce tape is playing.
Oh my God, that was such a good scene. So yeah, he definitely deserves a shout out for best supporting character. Mm-hmm. But I just kind of wish he was a bit more funny. Eh, save for the sequel.
Or maybe the joke was in the deleted scenes. He's designed a trapdoor in the house. Jane, get me.
I'm crying.
Get me a chocolate croissant. And she stands on a rug and just falls in a hole.
Oh my God. And what's in the hole? Coyotes. Oh. On the one day that she switched to a honey-based shampoo.
No!
Oh no. Oh my God. So many tears.
Okay, do you know who's good at wiping up the tears?
Tell me.
Maybe the person we want to award best supporting character. We've got some other characters around it, but let's just award him now because this is a good link. So John Krasinski, he plays Harley.
Harley.
Gorgeous Harley, who is Lauren's...
Fiance?
Fiance. Yeah, they're planning their wedding in the film, aren't they?
That's it.
His character is just amazing. And he just has so many funny moments where he's like running around and obviously he knows what's going on and he's just like trying to hold it all together and be like, mm-hmm, I didn't see anything. Cool. Yeah.
Literally head in hands, yeah. Like just trying to survive.
Yeah. Smoking pot, like fine. Just add it to the list, as you said. Actually, I was watching this with my dad. I was like, please, I'm going to prep for the pod. Do you want to watch this film with me? And he was a bit skeptical, obviously. You know how dads are sometimes when you suggest a film. He loved it.
Great.
Yeah. And we especially loved Harley. We were laughing at him.
He's got the best relationship with Meryl. Like, I love that he calls her boss.
Yeah.
I thought that was such a nice touch.
We loved him.
And I loved the part where Jane is going to go outside to talk to Jake. And Harley really sneakily just takes the knife out of Jane's hand and just like puts it away. I thought that was such a good touch.
Yes. A character who is maybe in the film for about 5 seconds is the woman in the fertility center.
Yes, she's in the reception area just waiting. I mean, has she got an appointment? She's just like hanging out.
I don't know. Is she seeing a gyno just to see how many eggs she has left or something?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Speculation. But anyway, when it's Jake's time to go in and obviously give some specimen or whatever, she's like, have fun. And in my notes, I've written the colon with the P.
The little winking face with the tongue.
Yeah.
That is definitely her.
Isn't she?
And she's like flicking through a magazine and just like, just she knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, can you not? Why are you here?
Stop talking to me. You're making my penis shrivel in.
Ew.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So next up is most iconic outfit. And Jane was loving the accessories in this film. Hermes scarves sales went up as a direct result of this movie. Honestly, Meryl's influence.
Wow.
I was kind of tempted.
Did she get commission?
She should have.
Yeah. Also, I feel like with this film, there's a certain point in later age when you're a woman and just suddenly you love wearing pendant necklaces.
Oh, no.
Long chain, big old stone.
Heavy. Maybe it's for like neck exercises to keep your neck strong.
Yeah.
Like you don't come doing lifts with it. I don't know.
No turkey chin for me.
Yeah.
No, but it's so true, isn't it?
That's so funny.
That and a poncho.
It's just easy. Just throw it on.
Do you know what? Knitted poncho. Yeah. Comfy AF. Jane's other accessories. I loved her black incognito sunglasses she wore when she's in the lift at the hotel meeting Jake.
Yes.
And that's when Harley sees them both kiss in the elevator.
Yeah.
I've also got on here Jane's gardening hat.
That was incredible.
A floppy straw hat.
But like that just was so wide. You know, like the rim of the hat. It just kept going.
Some protection. Basically, you just get sensible with age. Jane also loves a kimono.
Oh my God, that brown and kind of golden floral silk robe that she had.
Yes. I have so much energy. It might be from all the sex I've been having. And she's just in her kimono. That is like a whole different vibe.
Yes.
Another outfit we do need to discuss is Agnes's bikini with a chain, like harem pants.
Yes.
And she just sort of swans in with her abs out and like her big tiger tattoo.
That was a bold look for someone's anniversary party.
Do you know what is not a vibe? Trying to steal the show on someone's event. Like there's a way of looking sexy without doing that. You know, Kendall Jenner, she went to that wedding and she wore that black dress that's all cut out. And she obviously looks stunning in it, but it's like, this is a wedding. Like, stop stealing thunder. I don't know.
She always misses the mark in so many things.
And she can't cut a cucumber.
Oh my God, that was weird.
Fucking hell.
I also love the scene where the kids plus Harley are sleeping over and the next morning they come down for breakfast and Harley is wearing Lauren's pajamas and it's like a white V-neck tee that is like super tight on him and he's got these like pajama bottoms that have like a lipstick kiss pattern on them and he's so tall and they're literally like pedal pushers. It was such a cute look, but I don't understand if all the other kids had pajamas with them.
Yeah.
Then why didn't he bring some?
Maybe they just have some at their mum's, you know, in a drawer.
Oh yeah,
like a spare set or something.
Yeah.
He's like, I got cold. Have you ever had it where you've stayed over at someone's house and you're so cold and you're like literally using like a flannel as a duvet?
Yes.
You'll take what you can get. But look, I think we should award most iconic outfits and it has to go to Adam's grey, but definitely brown, cozy sweater.
Yeah, he was so adorable in that.
No, you should keep that. It looks cozy. Oh my God, I just realised why it's grey.
Why?
It's made of coyote.
Oh my God, it makes sense. Because when he throws it in the pile, remember there's something moving around in that pile as well. Coyote!
Is this really dark?
Yeah.
We just mean it funny.
Yeah. We're not, yeah. Well, I don't know. Don't tell me what to do.
Okay, so now we're going on to best musical moment. Now, it wouldn't be a Nancy Meyers film without a little bit of Hans Zimmer. He just works his magic in any film.
Did he do the music for The Holiday?
Yeah, he did. So he did The Original Five, Interrupted Kiss, No Regrets.
Ugh, banger.
Yeah.
You know what else was a banger? And Hans Zimmer did not compose this, but I still love it. It's Pomp and Circumstance that plays during the graduation scene. So good. But oh my God, can we talk about that graduation scene for just a minute? It's so insanely over the top. Mm-hmm. Like brass band, Jumbotron. Who needs a Jumbotron?
Americans have everything at their graduation. My lecturer didn't even turn up to our graduation.
Really?
How bad?
Wow.
Yeah, that is deep.
Also, they were so strict at our graduation about how many guests could come. Like, I think I was only allowed two.
I know.
And then Jane and the whole family's there. And Harley. Like, Harley's literally like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, honestly.
Although, free trip to New York.
Yeah. Fine. And always, you know, a free meal out with the family.
Ugh, yeah.
The best part of graduation.
Yeah, wouldn't say no. In the film, we also had Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys play, and that's when Adam and Jane are dancing together and Jake's kind of watching them.
Yeah.
I love the Beach Boys. Like, they just, it just always sounds so good. I love the little harmonies they do.
Yeah.
But I did find it really interesting that the seemingly young DJ that was at this party was playing the Beach Boys, and it wasn't even like a club remix. It was like old song after old song after old song, because Jane walks in, doesn't she, and she's like, oh yes, turn this up. He's like, oh, for God's sake, you're not paying me enough.
Really, he's in on the coyote trick with with Adam. Come over here, Jane.
Yeah, why don't you dance on this circle shaped rug. That's so good. That's amazing.
Do you know what would lure me to that rug?
Tell me.
One of those chocolate croissants.
Oh my God. Yeah, literally.
Yeah, delicious. If I was Jane, I'd have no hope. That coyote would be killing me in the first 2 minutes of the film. Quick, Jane, climb up this ladder and see what the view would look like from your top bedroom. Pushes me off.
Oh my God. Wait, the coyote's pushing you off, or Adam?
Adam.
Or both?
Both.
Is Adam a coyote? They're a coyote. Wow, is there a whole subplot where you can watch this film and actually you realise that Adam's plotting to kill Jane the entire time? And you know why? It's because when she kept complimenting the other guy for the floor plans and he's like, that was all Adam. And she looks at him and like doesn't say anything. He just wants the recognition. So he's like, well, now I'm going to kill her.
When she's fallen down into the hole and she's looking up and that boss is looking over at her and he's like, it was all Adam. Actually, we should discuss the final scene, which I thought had very nice composed music.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on top of like the rain sound. It was super like gorgeous ASMR.
Yes, it was. Mm. Yeah, I could listen to that forever.
And it's that part when Adam's back. Of course he is.
Well, the murderer always returns to the scene of the crime.
And he's like, did you know it's good luck to start building in the rain? Didn't know that.
Well, because the rain washes away the blood. Wouldn't it be nice if... Right. What are we going to award best musical moment?
Well, I think we are going to award best musical moment to Benny and the Jets. Dun, dun, dun. And that is actually in the scene where Adam is picking her up for the date, which is so cute. But the reason I love that scene so much and why this song is best musical moment is because there is a quote that goes with it.
Oh,
that is just hilarious. And hopefully you guys remember this. It's when he opens the door and obviously she's been smoking the pot.
Mm.
And she's like, hey. I'm feeling a bit fantastic. Was it fantastic?
Well, she was holding that chocolate cake. That looked fantastic. So what is it? She owns a bakery.
Yeah. She's a successful, independent divorced woman.
Yeah. I mean, she's seen working there once and then can just be like, okay, now I'm going to tend to my little garden. Meanwhile, Adam's slaving away in the office. He's like,
I'll have a blueberry scone and a pretzel.
Never! Okay, next up is best quotes. And I loved the scene where Adam is driving, listening to his divorce self-help tape.
Mm.
And the tape says through, you know, through the car speakers, accept your ex for who she is. And Adam, like, calls out to it, a very big hoe.
Do you know what?
He's hurting, you know?
He can have the coyotes. He's grieving. Oh my gosh, there was actually a good quote where Jane's like sitting with all of her girlfriends and she's literally just seen Agnes and Jake at the fertility center, like in the lift.
Yes.
And so she's sitting there with her friends and she's like, when they got into the elevator, between that and the staples and the headaches for 6 months, that was the most insane hour of my life.
That was a really good impression, by the way.
Thank you.
Well done. Yeah, I felt like she was laughing too hard in that scene. Like, what she was saying wasn't that funny.
No, but she was, the way she was choking at it.
Yeah.
And stuff, bless her.
That was a cute friendship that she had with those girls.
Yeah, it was a stressful day.
Yeah.
And she realized that a saggy eyelid is better than having plastic surgery.
Yeah. Sounds, I don't intense. Know. Yeah, but I don't know if I agree.
I like that quote where Jake is like, I think this is very French of us. I have a young wife, but I'm having sex with my old wife. Not old, my ex. Jane's like, is that is kind of French, stereotypical French.
Yes.
To have affairs and, you know, just go around, just fuck everybody. You know, very Emily in Paris.
Yeah.
Enchanté.
Enchanté. On the other hand, you've got Adam describing the plane journey back with his ex-best friend's wife after they both found out that their partners had been cheating with each other. Adam says to Jane, you can't imagine what it's like sitting next to someone who's crying on a plane for 10 straight hours. I don't blame her. I'm talking about me. He's sensitive.
He is sensitive. Oh,
bless him.
Crying in the moon with his coyote friend.
Yeah. Oh!
Another good one, actually, is when Jane is talking about like the debacle of being divorced and always having to bump into Jake and Joe, her friend, her sensible friend, by the way, who is like, I don't think having an affair is good.
Yeah.
She's like the level-headed one. She's really sweet.
And she's got a sensible haircut, so you know that she's sensible.
Yeah, exactly. You trust her in a crisis.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
You're just like, I trust you, Bobby.
Bobby. Because of her. Brilliant.
And she's like, Joe, you're so lucky Jerry is dead. You don't have to bump into him.
Unless he's in the trapdoor. Whoa!
Oh.
Jane and Adam have some really funny moments when they're smoking pot at the party.
Mm.
Earlier, Jane says to Adam, do you poke smart? Classic, that always happens
yeah.
to me. And then when they're smoking outside, a teenager walks past the bushes that they're standing in front of and goes, hey, who's got the reefer? First of all, what teenager is calling it reefer? Maybe teenagers in a Nancy Meyer movie.
Yeah.
Maybe. But Adam replies in a weird Mickey Mouse voice, no one, keep walking, please. Like, what?
I'm Mickey Mouse. I love smoking pot.
Woohoo. Oh my God. But we have to award best quotes to the scene after Jake has had his little heart scare and the doctor is talking to Jake and asking him what medication he's on.
Chaotic scene. So funny.
So funny. So Jake's like, yeah, I'm taking Flomax. And the doctor's like, Flomax? Yeah, otherwise I pee 40 times a day. How long have you been taking Flomax? Not long. I only take it sporadically. I have to sneak it, actually. It reduces semen, which is not good for my wife right now. Oh, sorry. The doctor's like, really? And looks at Jane and she's like, yes, I prefer a lot of semen. I always have. It's just something you don't need to say to a doctor, you know?
He's just like, oh, I've seen it all.
Literally, he's like, get me out of this room.
Sometimes you think like, has this doctor seen it all? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I'm sure they have seen it all. I don't know if it's the anxiety in me. Not that there's anything bad, but like, if they haven't seen it all,
You don't want to be the story that they tell to their like partner at the end of the day. Like, oh my God, you'll never guess what happened today. Like, literally drop me in a trapdoor. I'm done if that was ever me.
Seriously, feed me to the coyotes. I don't need this. All right, now we're on to can we discuss? First thing we need to discuss is, would you have sex with an ex?
Ooh, that is a good one.
I thought you were going to say, ooh, that is a tough one. Yes.
I mean, no. I don't think I liked my exes enough to warrant getting back with them, even if it was just for a night.
Yeah, no. When I was younger, I used to go back with guys.
Oh, no.
Well, you know what I
mean. Rookie mistake.
Rookie mistake, especially at university.
Yeah. You know,
you're young and...
Yeah.
The hard thing for a girl is just if he has a big dick, then you just...
What? And that makes you go back?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because they're typically quite good.
Yeah.
So any of our parents are listening to this episode, they're going to be like, feed me to the coyote.
Yes.
You're young and dumb. It's fine. Not now.
Yeah. Hindsight is, I don't know the end of that quote. We need to talk about Jane's three children.
Mm.
They are the most entitled kids I've ever seen.
Right.
Literally immediately as soon as they get to New York and Jane's like, oh, so, you know, what are the plans for dinner? And all the kids are like, oh, we were going to go help set up for this party instead. And Jane's like, oh, credit card, please. And Jane's like, okay. Like, oh my God. First of all, bad mom award. Like, don't reward bad behavior with a credit card.
Yeah. Forgive me, but is this like a divorced parents kind of thing? Because I feel like friends of mine who have divorced parents, they use that as a bit of a flex. Like when you're young, obviously not as an adult.
Yeah.
That would be gross.
Grow up. Well, speaking of, when they kind of find out that Jane and Jake are sleeping with each other again, they're such babies about it. Like literally they run away and they spend the night in bed all together and they're like sulking, you know, under the under the covers when Jane comes over the next day to explain. Like literally the youngest sibling is 18 years old.
Yeah. Look, we've all got an inner child, but when you're over the age of 25, have a bit of adult perspective and just be like, okay, it's not deep.
Yeah. And also they've been divorced 10 years. Like, get over it.
It's whatever. Complicated, you know.
It's complicated. Yeah. They tried to warn us.
Yeah, true.
But just the whole time they're on screen, I was like, God, the best child really is Harley. And he's not even her child.
No, I love Harley.
Yeah, he's great.
I also just wanted to discuss that actually, I think if you are divorced in midlife, that is quite a flex. Like that single big dick energy is really cool. It's actually a very normal thing for women to get to midlife and then leave their partners because they're just like, ugh. I don't know. You go through like the menopause and stuff. You're just like, okay, I'm not putting up with this shit anymore.
Yeah, I deserve better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just take back ownership of their own life. Fine. Jane was living a very comfortable life in that gorgeous house.
Mm-hmm.
She's got an amazing job. She's got great friends.
Croque monsieur's, breakfast, lunch and dinner. Yes, please.
Yeah, honestly. Can I move in?
Yeah, fine. I mean, I'm sure there's enough room. It's a Nancy Meyers movie.
Yeah. My kids are ungrateful. Adopt me.
Yeah. Also, speaking of croque monsieur, when Adam comes over for dinner and she serves him literally a ham and cheese grilled sandwich, like, come on. I'm expecting... And she's supposed to be this, like, chef. I'm expecting a bit more than a sandwich and some salad.
Maybe it was a really expensive cheese.
Ooh.
She's used a really nice cheddar.
Yeah.
And then she's gone on top with a bit of parmesan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Parmigiano. You know? Oh, yeah.
She's done the side water, like the big watercress salad. And you know that's fancy.
Yeah, you got a paper leaf. The other thing about the food, you know, there's that really cute montage where Jane and Adam are making pain au chocolat from scratch. If I was like drunk at a party and Jane's like, do you want to come back for some food? The last thing I'm expecting is to go into her like industrial kitchen and be rolling pastry until like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Insane. It takes so, and obviously, you know, they're having a great, cute, romantic time, but yeah. I'd be like, literally, do you have like some crisps I could have?
Honestly, something savory.
Yes.
Don't you think? Like, I think pan au chocolat is way too sweet for a midnight snack.
It's not going to hit the spot.
No. Can you please make me a chicken kebab?
Yeah.
You know what I really want to try is a pistachio croissant.
Do they do those?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just looks 10 out of 10. And in fact, almond croissant is the elite croissant. So I don't know why he was asking for pan au chocolat.
God, you can tell that we're hungry. This has just become the croissant podcast. Oh no.
Oh no. All right, so now we are on to trivia. And I'm sure Jane is partial to a bit of trivia and a Sudoku book.
Just any like
middle-aged hobby. Having said this, I'm so addicted to Wordle.
Is that still going?
Yeah, every day.
Oh wow.
I'm good at it. I can do it in 3 takes.
Wow.
I know. Brainiac. My first question to you. What pies does Jane serve her girlfriends when she tells them she's having an affair?
Apple, blueberry, and plum.
Out of nowhere, sudden appreciation.
Yay! So that was one of my questions to you. But I will take the point.
And I could see it in your face. You were like...
Hey, honey, if it gets me a point, then fine.
I hope you've got a backup question.
What's Jane's first name? Okay, here's my question to you. What flavour ice cream does Jane serve Adam for dinner?
Lavender and honey.
Out of nowhere, sudden appreciation.
Yes! Honey!
Here, put some in this container and give some to Pedro.
Adam's eating the ice cream and there's like a curly, long, black hair in it. He's like, oh, there's a child's hair in here. Oh, nothing. Somehow Jane's in on it. I don't know. Yeah, it's our movie. We'll do what we want.
Awful. Okay. What gift does Adam bring Jane on their first date?
Oh, at her house? Mm. Is it a plant?
OMG. It's an appointment book. A nice orange one.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's so succinct. And actually, Jane's house has got loads of like really nice orange accents. So he knew.
How did he know?
Because he's working on the house redevelopment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was thinking of something like a lot more sinister. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. Good for you.
Okay. Can you tell me when Jane and Jake sneak off to the hotel, what are they watching on the TV in bed?
I'm not sure.
OMG. Oprah,
of course.
Yeah.
I love Oprah. Who doesn't like Oprah?
Right.
Okay. What is the name of Jane's dentist?
Is it Sharon?
Out of nowhere, sudden appreciation.
It is Sharon.
Yes! Oh, yeah.
What is the name of your dentist?
Oh, it's Charlotte Lee. No relation.
Everyone's related by 18 people. You.
Well, yeah, apparently. So,
maybe.
What's your dentist called?
Mr. Tomlin.
Oh, Mr.
Yeah.
I'm really sad because before I moved, I was at a different dentist and he was like this really buff young dentist.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, literally like shoving spoonfuls of sugar in my mouth just so I could go back for an appointment. Oh no, doctor, I'm back.
You could just book an appointment and have nice tea, you know. So you're going to the appointment, he's like, oh. A dentist is not going to date someone with cavity. Like,
I really didn't think that through, did I?
Oopsie.
Okay, can you tell me what Adam got tickets to for him and Jane that she rejected? I was very rude about it.
I'm just going to do a wild guess here. Was it tickets to Swan Lake?
OMG. It was equally as boring. It was tickets to the French Film Festival.
Oh.
Who wants that?
What is their obsession with France?
Right. It's awful. And then he's like, he gives them to that girl that he worked with, Melanie. And she's like, so grateful for it.
Thank you so much, Adam. And I'm thinking like, oh, he is really nice. But also, that's your second hand.
And also, I would just feel like an obligation to go because the next day he's going to be like, oh, how was the festival? And you're going to have to come up with something. I would just say like, oh my God, it was so French. Thanks.
When was the last time Jane and Jake had a meal together?
Is it a year that you're looking for?
A year. year?
Was it 1999?
Out of nowhere, sudden appreciation.
Ding!
Yay!
Very good. One martini for you. Don't get too drunk.
Don't tell me how to live. Release the coyotes. What does Jake say that he has to pick up for Agnes from the store? And then David brings out one from the larder so that Jake can stay for breakfast.
Olive oil?
Out of nowhere, sudden appreciation.
Yes!
I love a good olive oil.
Oh my God. Filippo Berrier, or whatever it's called. Cost a little extra, but it's worth it.
If you're a guest at someone's house,
yeah.
Scrap the flowers, a nice olive oil.
Because it's a necessity for the house, but not something that you want to be paying like £7-8 for. So that is such a thoughtful gift.
Exactly. And it's not going to die in a week.
Yeah.
And you can put it on all your salads and dip all your breads in.
Oh my God.
Mm. How does Jane coax the builders to come inside?
She says it's warm and she's got hot coffee.
Out of nowhere, sudden appreciation.
I'm going to give you the point. She says it's dry and she has coffee.
I'll take coffee from her.
Yeah, nice. Nice Americano, please.
Adam's like, Jane, can you just get the sugar from across that circular hole in the floor?
Oh, ish.
And my dentist is like, it's a good thing you didn't have the sugar.
He's down there like, see? I had to be part of this whole hoi polloi so you would learn about cavity.
Oh my God, it's when all the in-jokes just like become one horrible blur. It's a miracle that people listen to the end of this episode.
See, if you've stuck out this long, credit to you.
Yeah, we're going to buy you some olive oil.
Yeah.
Okay, look, my final question to you.
Mm.
Can you tell me which New York City hotel Jane and Jake stay at for Luke's graduation? It's a very fancy one.
Is it the Four Seasons?
OMG.
No.
Oh, well then I don't want to... Then it's not fancy enough.
It's the Park Region.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Lovely bar.
Oh.
Very busy.
She really is rich.
Oh, yeah.
You know what this room is missing? A coyote rug.
Wait, so now the rug is made of coyote skin?
Yeah.
Okay, got
she
it. Got,
she won in the end.
Oh my God. Great.
Sorry to any vegans listening to this podcast.
Look, this episode became complicated.
Yeah, it did.
So maybe we should draw it to a close. But we should thank everyone for sticking with us.
Mm-hmm. Right, shall we go and have some lavender and honey ice cream?
Oh my God, please. I've been craving it throughout this record.
Okay, just go over there and press the stop button.
Okay. God, we think we're so funny.
Florence Given, the best-selling author of the book Women Don't Owe You Pretty and Girl Crush, and this is my podcast, Exactly. Join me as I connect with fascinating guests from authors, culture commentators, doctors, thought leaders to psychologists, celebrities, and comedians. And guess what? We're back to do it all again in season two with the likes of the holistic psychologist, Victoria Scone, and Iona David, to name a few. Season two of Exactly podcast out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford Tough, Built Ford Proud.